Lecture 31, herbicides. So Americans tend to refer to their weeds as herbs, hence the name herbicides, although various other people refer to herbs as other things. Yes. The ones we're going to look at are 2,4-D as an example, atrazine as a quite different sort of example, and paraquat as yet another type of example. Now the difference between these is going to be the functional group chemistry. You can see in paraquat, you've got two positively charged centres. So this is a cationic molecule. It's going to bind to soils as a cation exchanger. In contrast, the atrazine here, you can see that this is a polycyclic aromatic compound and it contains heteroatoms in it. So it's a heterocyclic, it's a heterocyclic aromatic amine compound. It's got further amine functionality over here. This compound is highly soluble in water, hydrogen bonds obviously. And over here, this one's got quite different polarity. It's got an aromatic ring plus the halogens. So all of them are going to work then as compounds that will take out different types of plants. We can get selective herbicides and we can get broad spectrum herbicides. Glyphosate is one that widely used. This is Roundup here. And so Roundup, you can see, actually looks surprisingly like the compounds we saw in the insecticide class. They're going to be phosphate related compounds here, but we don't contain the sulfur in glyphosate. That's the difference.